Right now, let's talk a little bit about getting healthy. And, well, it's in their name. It's the Lorain County General Health District. We've got Joyce Davis joining us this morning. Good morning, Joyce. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk about, you know, January, you see, start seeing all these weight loss and losing weight and different things and different ways to go about it. And people showing their old pair of pants that are this big and then they're this thin, and everybody who's sitting at home thinking, wow, I'd like to try some of that stuff. But I guess this is the time when everybody comes out of the woodwork, as they say, you know, the good things and sort of maybe the, I guess, things that may or may not work as well. And we talk about fad diets and healthy diets. Can you give us some ideas so we can know what we're looking at here when we see a certain thing advertised or maybe a concept of something like that?
Sure. Well, in general, you know, if it's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true and won't work. Anything that says, you know, lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks or program promotes fast results, doesn't require exercise, of course, is another red flag. Or if it happens to say that a certain food is off limits, you know, quit eating such and such a food and, you know, you'll drop 10 pounds, or on the other hand, you know, eat only certain food, right, and you'll lose. Those are all red flags that it's a fad diet. And what we're really looking for is, you know, to promote a diet that is nutritious and beneficial to our bodies, not just looking at weight loss. Like you said, it's the time of year when everybody's making resolutions, and so people, whether it's for weight loss or if it's just to eat better.
Many times with those fad diets, you see something, and you in maybe a sense they could possibly lose some weight quickly, but it's not really about weight loss. It's about maintaining a certain weight, really.
And it's about being healthy.
And that's what other people end up finding out as they do those diets, that we hear the things where they lose weight and then they'll gain it back plus whatever they may continue, because they haven't really changed the source what got them into that overweight situation to begin with.
Right. It's much more complicated than what any of the quick fixes
You didn't put those 20 pounds on in 2 weeks. You're not, you know, to get them off.
It's all about lifestyle and, like I said, in trying to adopt a healthy lifestyle. And one of the things that that we want to make sure that we're doing is looking at it as our total package of health. So one of the first things you want to do is consult with your medical practitioner, whether it's your nurse practitioner or your physician. Go for a physical and make sure that, you know, everything's okay, and determine whether you really need to lose weight or not. Most Americans do.
Right. Sure. They do something like that. How often do a doctors prescribe or give you ideas of what to do? Because, I mean, many times it's sort of like they'll give you you need to lose weight, and then you're kind of left hanging, and it's up to you to figure out this, because there's a lot of elements involved with it that don't really involve the medical community in much things. You know, nutrition, exercise, sometimes those are out of the realms of what your primary care physician is involved
with. Well, most physicians are pretty in tune with, you know, getting good nutrition and physical activity. And sometimes for specifics, you have to go for a little more help. But in general, you know, physical activity really amounts to needing about 30 minutes five times a week. And if that's just a good goal to begin with. Is the 30 minutes five times a week.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that, you know, you talk about eating habits, exercising as well. What's the best way, I guess, to kind of start if you want to start a weight loss exercise program? I guess, as they say, the key is to just get it started in a way, right?
Just get it started and begin tracking from the very beginning, so that you know where you started, and then tracking what you do each day, so that you know what you're doing and when you do things differently, how it affects you. The key is, you know, the slow and steady, you know, wins the race kind of thing, that it's not the overnight, but it's the day in and day out.
Speaking of slow and steady, I know you do the walks at the Splash Zone in Oberlin. Still do those in the wintertime?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And it's a great time in the wintertime because there's the indoor facility. People can come. Those are on Mondays at 5:30 at Splash Zone. And there's the indoor track. And anybody can come and walk indoors at no charge. Again, that's on Mondays at 5:30. And so that's a good place to start with some of the exercise. Once a week isn't necessarily, enough long term, but it's,
it's a start.
It's a start, exactly. Yeah. And it's a great group of people and a nice environment for people to walk in, safe and dry and warm.
You're mentioning about getting the exercise. It's also about eating. And you have a site called myplate.gov that kind of offers help.
Yeah, myplate.gov is a very nice site. And it actually has, for anybody who wants to sign up to any of their emails or newsletters, whatever, has tips each day that are very good. But basically, MyPlate is just promoting the sound nutrition approach to eating and weight loss. And of course, it includes, filling your plate about half full with fruits and vegetables. I think that I've heard Craig talking about that being a part of his new practices, that he has a lot more fruits and vegetables on his plate than what he did in the past.
I try. I suspect too, sometimes when people load up their plates, they really don't. Maybe they want to eat better. Maybe they are eating better. But maybe they're still eating too much because they're not sure, what it all amounts to. So that gives you another option to measure more precisely.
Exactly.
Now, I've seen Craig eat fruit. I have never seen Craig eat a vegetable. I'm just saying this from a firsthand experience here as well.
Isn't lettuce on a hamburger? Does that count, lettuce on a hamburger?
Well, I don't know. It's hidden underneath that bun. I've seen eat bananas, oranges. I've seen the apples there. I was just curious, what vegetables are you more likely to eat?
Well, I just picked up carrots last night.
All right.
Carrots and hummus.
Hummus.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Well, it's those.
It's a beanie thing, right?
Right, it is. Right. Is that together? Is that your meal? Is that like carrots dipped in?
Right.
You use the hummus dip for the carrots?
Yeah.
Instead of the ranch dip that many people would do?
Right.
Something? Wow.
That would be a good choice. So that would be something that we would actually be promoting. And this is an easy way to help get some of the vegetables and fruits in place. As you mentioned, my plate suggests that you make your plate about half fruits and vegetables, and to make at least half of your grains whole grains. Cut out the white stuff, as they say, and go to the whole grains. You looking at the milks and cheeses and stuff, to use the fat-free or low-fat. And then, of course, protein is also important, but it does not have to be, from a traditional meat source. It can be, but looking at a lean or low-fat meat. And then, of course, beans and peas and legumes and nuts and seeds also are good sources of protein. And with all the emphasis on water in the last 24 hours in the county, it's important for us to remember that drinking, and drinking water in particular, is also really important to everybody, not just those looking at weight loss.
Right, because that adds to it, and it helps fill you up, as they say, as well, and it's also good
hydration.
For you. Good for you.
Well, you take that for granted, too, don't you?
I told him yesterday, when they told you, limit your water or no water, suddenly thinking, I need to drink something. Suddenly all this demand for water, even though you're thinking, I probably wouldn't have thought of it, but when somebody takes it away or you think it's not there.
Right. Well, that's probably a good thing, because they really say that when we're thirsty, that it's really too late, that we shouldn't wait till we're thirsty to drink, that we need to be hydrating constantly for the body's cells to work properly.
I'm looking at this myplate.gov site, and they have a tip of the day. It says, one way to increase physical activity at work is to get off the bus or subway one stop earlier. But then it says here, and walk or skate to the rest of the way. And I didn't know whether that was a little joke based on the weather or
probably not in Elyria, huh?
No, something like that. No, it takes me twice as long to leave my car to get to the parking lot, even though I'm parking in the same spot, just because I'm walking in a slower pattern and the surface is not, you know, how you, like a cartoon, you're walking faster and it's like a treadmill because you're not going anywhere. But it's another way to get activity. It's one of those little things, too. Changing habits is important, I guess, as far as weight loss or any kind of a lifestyle change. And it's just those small little habits that kind of
absolutely
add up to bigger
and
things.
And the small habit and small changes do add up. And really, the research shows that in terms of weight loss, even a very modest weight loss, such as 5 to 10% of your total body weight, is very likely to produce health benefits, such as improved blood pressure, blood cholesterol, and blood sugars. So, you know, a person who maybe weighs 200 pounds, maybe they really only want to weigh 125 pounds. However, if they just lose 5 to 10%, which would, you know, take them just the 180 to 190 range, not where they want to be at all, there would be health benefits with just that small percentage of weight loss. So that is something that has been documented and is a great way to help decrease your risk factor for many of the chronic diseases.
Of course, you want to get people started at an early age, whether they're young kids or teenagers or whatever. And I noticed that you've got a workshop coming up later this month. It's called the Coordinated School Health Workshop. What's that all about and who is that for?
Coordinated School Health is really for, just like it says, for people who are working with the school age population. So it tends to be directed around anybody that actually works in the school, but could also be appropriate for community members who are working in the school as volunteers or PTA or something like that. But it's generally, it focuses on the food service people and the teachers and the guidance counselors and the administrators. And the workshop that's coming up on January 29th is going to have a couple of very good speakers come in, one being Tracy McCauty, who's the superintendent of the Fremont Schools, who's done some great things with wellness and health for both her staff and for the students, and Corey Thompson from the Lorain County Joint Vocational School, where January 1st became a 100% tobacco-free campus. And then there'll also be some folks in talking about farm to school initiatives, and that's something that has become popular as a way to help introduce students to vegetables, where they come from, and to let them be involved in the process of growing them and knowing how to harvest them and then how to use them, and then to indeed taste them, so that, you know, When they see the beet in the store, they don't even maybe know it's a beet. But if they've went through the process of raising it, it increases our chances. So that is another topic that's going to be covered that day. And anybody who's interested in attending that workshop can go to LorainCountyHealth.com and click on the Coordinated School Health Workshop for the registration information.
Where will that be?
That'll be at the Educational Service Center on Lake Avenue. Mm-hmm. So right here in Elyria, and it's all about helping young kids form good health habits and setting up an environment where it becomes easy for them to succeed. Helps contradict some of the general messaging that, you know, is out there.
Advertising, is that what you're talking about?
Well,
is that
those, or, you know, just, you know, buildings and bright lights and that make fast food and candy and soft drinks look really appealing. So we need to make the environment for the healthy choices as appealing also.
And I know to keep kids healthy, too, immunizations are important.
Immunizations, and that's health department you know, standby. Right. And, of course, immunizations are year-round, and we always like to remind people that they're year-round, that they don't just have to happen in the spring and the summer. So maybe when people have some downtime in the winter, it's a good time to make sure that everybody's immunizations are up to date. And there are child immunization clinics that are offered throughout the county every week. And again, you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com, click on child immunizations, and find a time and location that's convenient for you. And then there is also an adult immunization clinic that's held the first or the fourth Tuesday of every month from 1 to 6 right at the health department. And that is for anyone ages 18 and older and, you know, has everything available from, you know, the measles, mumps, and rubella to shingles and hepatitis and those kind of things. So, again, if you go to the website, LorainCountyHealth.com, and that would be for adult health clinics.
Do we still see a lot of measles, mumps, and rubella?
The incidence of those are way down.
Good, right?
Yes. That's the goal.
So we keep them down.
That's the goal of immunizations, but you have to continue to be immunized, and a large portion of the population has to be immunized in order for that to be effective.
It's always out there somewhere in the distance that if you know where somebody may contract it, or if things get behind, something could happen. So that's why we got to keep on top of that sort of thing. And of course,
exactly.
We're running through the flu season now, so it's still opportunities to get flu shots as well.
Yes, at the adult immunization clinic, as well as at the child immunization clinics. If you wanted a flu immunization, they would still have those available.
Okay. And again, people can check out things more from the Lorain County General Health District. Our guest today, Joyce Davis, thanks for stopping in and giving us the good advice. And now I'm going to be staring at the myplate.gov for the rest of the day. They need to make plates with the different colors for the food to show you the proportions on it.
I think that there probably is a plate like that done. Yes.
I like those too, because it shows you just how much to have between the vegetables and the fruit and protein and that type of thing. Still,
that's
sort
idea.
Of still that sort of balanced attack on there as far as the things. So, just try to do it all in moderation and add some exercise. And 2014 will start off on a good note.